Shaky.
Married at First Sight, it was Final Dates last night. So this is the final week. There's only a couple of eps to go, and the couples, they're coming to the end now. And Brent and Tamara, who they've kind of just been in the friend zone for a couple of weeks.
That's
and
sort
Brent
of the
tries
vibe,
really hard.
Right?
But yeah, Tamara, not so much. And last night, Brent was like, oh, I'm going to, you know, at least make this a really nice day for tomorrow.
That's
booked,
nice.
Booked in these puppies. They had this little, like, cordoned off area where she was petting all the puppies. Then he booked a 3-course meal on this boat. That's a bit of her as well.
How lovely.
Brent trying real hard. And then on the boat, Tamara just seems to snap. And then it just turns into a, you're moody. Now you're moody. Now you're moody. But are you moody? Are you moody now? Is that why you're telling me you're moody?
Ooh.
You're moody.
You do hide your insecurities with ego a bit. Do you not agree?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you that advice that you do.
Do you think it's that, or do you think you just bruise someone's ego and it's not nice?
No.
Or you've actually hurt me?
If I bruise your ego, then that is an insecurity.
But what if you just hurt me? Do you realise how moody you get almost about anything? If you don't sleep, if your outfits, you this, you that, do you know how easy it is?
No, I don't. So is that what you're playing on now, that I'm moody, so that you can say, oh, you're moody too?
The slightest thing can tip you off.
Because I haven't wanted to be here lately. You don't call me moody because I've got the shits, because I've got a career to go home to, a dog and a house and stuff at home. He doesn't really have a career. He works in hospitality and he calls himself a restaurant expert or some shit like that. I'm sorry. You wait tables. And I'm not being rude about it, but that's what you do. Own it.
Yeah, we're back to that again. Brent joins us this morning. Not Tamara, but Brent, yes. Morning, Brent.
Hey, Brent.
Is this your special, guys?
Isn't she just a dream?
Oh, mate.
Goodness gracious.
That was like, I was standing on my tippy toes listening to that because I felt slightly uncomfortable
and
hearing
I said this off air this morning, Brent. I'm actually very glad that it's not you and Tamara this morning because I don't know what I would have said to her that didn't sound like I'm some sort of like chauvinistic sexist pig. I honestly, there's nothing nice that I could draw in any way to not let my true feelings show. I got so angry last night, but... Anyway, you're here. Why does she always dog Aaron? Is she dogging everyone's interviews? Because it's always just you and we're told that we're getting both of you. Is it just ours or is she just not part of this press train post-show? Is it all you doing the heavy lifting?
No, yeah, I've been doing most of it lately myself. So I guess, everyone's feedback online is really starting to rock her a little bit.
Yeah, okay.
But it's I guess it's time to be held accountable for the certain things that you do and say.
100%.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling? Because it does very much sound like you guys are not going to stay married. I mean, I don't want to assume, but, you know, post-experiment, it sounds like it's not a viable coupling situation. But why are you hanging in? Like, why are you sticking in? You can just tap out now. Or you could have a while ago.
Well, yeah. Look, apart from that situation that you actually see on screen, that got me deep. So that really annoyed me. That kind of disrespect for another human is not okay. Mm. But, you know, what she says, when she says that, you know, I just wait tables or whatever else, that's behind my back.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I don't actually get to see and hear what she says like that. But I assure you to keep watching because something's about to happen.
Ooh.
So, guys, be ready.
Oh, I'll be watching.
Wait, whoa.
I haven't watched the first 30 episodes to just fold in the last three. Don't you worry about that. I've invested.
Something happens.
Yeah, something big and juicy.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
oh, yeah.
Well, it has been a theme between you and Tamara that you're kind of, you try and pull out all the stops and she keeps throwing these snide remarks about your job and stuff. And from what I know, we've learned that you lived in Dubai, you know, you were quite successful over there. You made a bit of money. You may have copped a few hits and now you're back here and you kind of got this entrepreneurial vibe. But she's such on her high horse. But we've never heard what Tamara does. Does she own a house and she's got like a really good job?
She said she had a career to go back to.
Yeah.
She doesn't, look guys, a career, an operations manager at a real estate agency. I'm not sure what that is, but it's okay. You know, I'm all about everyone's job and what they do for a career, and I've got many big plans. I just never shared them with her because I don't think she's the type of person that would ever understand them.
Yeah, well, okay.
So it's just
I also welcome every hospitality worker to to play with her drinks and food when they serve them to her.
Whoa, oh, whoa.
Yeah. She's going to enjoy that part.
Yeah, yeah, burn the risotto just a little bit, I say. No, it's just she acts like she's some sort of millionaire who lives in a mansion and is, you know, the head of some multi...
CEO of Apple, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, so, I mean, a couple of days left. I mean, we know that you guys don't have your Instagrams back at the moment. What's next for Brett? Because I was looking on Sportsbet and apparently Al Perkins is the favourite to be the Bachelor in 2023. I say Brett for Bachelor in 2023. Are there any plans that would you continue this reality TV thing, knowing what the process is now? It's probably quite stressful behind the scenes.
Sounds like a lot of
external pressure as well. Does this whet the appetite for more reality stuff? Because I love watching you on TV. Or are you like, right, no, I want to go back to my hospitality stuff and I got other plans?
Look, I do have huge plans, but I'll tell you now, guys, anything to do with reality TV, I think, is one thing that I'm going to take a step back from.
You're done.
I think I'm still trying to get through this.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to take all this in, you know, but I enjoy the experience regardless, but I've got big plans. I've got businesses in the mix right now that I'm doing for myself.
Cool.
You know what I mean? Without this, so... Yeah, I've got plans and I've got some travelling to do and stuff like that. But
good.
Big things happening.
Yeah.
Big things for you and then a big thing on the show.
Yeah, ooh. Big things all round.
Well done, Brent.
From Big Brent. We enjoy watching you and maybe this is the last time we'll chat and maybe not. Maybe we'll get you on again in the next couple of eps. I'm not sure. But best of luck to everything from you and, burn tomorrow's risotto, guys.
Well, that's a wrap for Maz and Lakey. But you can catch any moment from the show anytime you like. Download our free listener app, then search for Maz and Lakey. Follow us and you get anything you missed and exclusive behind-the-scenes content. Maz and Lakey.